Invermay. Invermay School has been very busy finishing up the last weeks left of this school year. We started off June with the annual GSSD walk and roll on June 5th. The purpose of walk and roll is to encourage students and staff to choose active participation as a means of getting to work or school. Every year, participants in walk and roll have a chance to win one of three new bikes. We had a lucky recipient in our school, Rihanna Graham. Congratulations, Rihanna. On June 6th, we held a pep rally to wish our six provincial athletes good luck before they headed to the SHSAA provincial track in Saskatoon. Angelo Farinal finished 25th in the 100 meters intermediate boys hurdles at his first SHSAA provincial track appearance. Bailey Mayer placed 11th in senior girls high jump with a jump of 1.40 meters at her third appearance in provincials. Congratulations to Cassidy Basovich on qualifying for provincials in javelin. The weather wasn't quite cooperating with our athletes, making the javelin event a lot tougher. However, Cassidy gained a lot of experience that will be valuable to her for the coming track seasons. Lance Corpus threw a 10.11 meters shot at his third SHSAA provincial track meet appearance to finish in 25th spot in senior boys shot put. Rachel Engie finishes up her provincial track career with a 7th place throw in senior girls javelin with a distance of 30.11 meters. Aaron Cuddle's senior boys events consisted of 100 meters, 4x100 meters relay, long jump, and javelin. His first event was the long jump, in which he placed second, earning a silver medal with a jump of 6.48 meters. His next event was the 100 meters and he placed 23 rode. Then, he had javelin and he threw a distance of 47.95 meters, earning himself a gold medal. Lastly was his 4x100 meters relay. His team placed 4th with a time of 45.16s, only 0.03 milliseconds off 3rd place. We're so proud of all our Eagle athletes and how well they represent Invermay School. Great job, athletes. Congratulations also goes out to our showcase track and field golden ticket earners. 6 grade 4/5 athletes qualified to attend the track meet. However, due to STF sanctions, the meet was cancelled. The athletes that qualified were Brielle, high jump, long jump, shot put, 100 meters, 800m Thea, long jump, 100 meters, 800m Princess, high jump, long jump, shot put, 100m Perseus, high jump, shot put, 100m Candace, shot put Jessica, high jump, 100. Monday, June 7th, our annual elementary track and field meet was held after previously being postponed due to weather conditions. The events consisted of long jump, high jump, ball throw, dash, 100 meters run, and the long distance run. The K5s gave it their all and we had a few crest recipients. A crest is earned when an athlete earns 5 red ribbons in these track and field events. The recipients who earned medals for getting crests are Autumn Salmond, Max Dubas, Callie Basovich, Juan Miguel Lucas, and Princess Corpus. Congratulations to our crest earners as well as everyone else who participated. Congratulations to the Legion Remembrance Poster and Literary Contest winners. Each of the following students won at the zone level. Aaron Cuddle, 3rd place in senior poem. Cassandra Ponte, 3rd place in senior black and white poster. Angelo Farinal, 2nd place in intermediate essay. Halo Engel, 3rd place in intermediate essay. Paisley Basovich, 2nd place in junior color poster. Brielle Engie, 3rd place in junior poem. On June 18th, the Crossroads Credit Union and the Invermay School Red Cross treated the staff and students to a taco in a bag lunch. The students helped prepare as well as set up and clean up. A big thank you goes out to the Crossroads Credit Union and Invermay School Red Cross for making it happen. The Red Cross has created some very fun activities for anyone at the health center to use. They made a fidget board as well as a balancing game. The Red Cross had donated it for Father's Day. At the beginning of the school year, the SRC members held a Mom's Pantry fundraiser in which one of the incentives was that the top sellers would get to pie the SRC members in the face. Fun was held by the whole school, getting to see the SRC getting pied. Along with this incentive, If all SRC members sold $100 worth of Mom's Pantry products, the SRC staff advisors Diana Ng and Amanda Carlson would get sponges thrown at them by the SRC members. Many laughs were had by all. Since the STF sanctions were lifted, 3 out of 4 field trips were to go as planned. The grade 9s and 10s were not as lucky as the others. The only week when there were STF sanctions, the 9-10th class had to revamp their trip. Instead of going to Saskatoon, they went to Yorkton to go bowling as well as shopping at the mall. The grade 6, 7, 8 students went to Regina and got to do a lot of fun and new things. They visited the IMAX theater and went for a picnic in the park. They then went to the Sports Hall of Fame and the RCMP Heritage Center. Lastly, they played laser tag to finish their excellent day. The 3, 4, 5th S had so much fun on their field trip to Yorkton. They did a scavenger hunt at the Western Development Museum. Then they had lunch at the gazebo and went to see the Garfield movie. The K-1 half field trip was packed with activities. They went to Good Spirit where they went rock climbing, played some outdoor games, and made some crafts. Grad is an important part of June for Invermay School. There is the grade 12 graduation and also the kindergarten graduation. The two little kiddos that graduated kindergarten are Aliyah Woods and Kira Engel. We had 4 graduating seniors at Invermay School. Gwyn Kabunkel, Aaron Cuddle, Rachel Engie, and Remy Fedek. We wish you all the best in your future plans. Invermay School is so proud of what you have accomplished. The grade 12s have worked all year for their moment and it has finally arrived. To all graduates this year, remember to be in the moment and don't look back on all the bad memories, just look forward to making new ones. A quote from Taylor Swift. Long live the walls we crashed through. Cassandra Ponte, a grade 10 student at Invermay School, had the amazing opportunity to attend the SPARCS workshop at the University of Waterloo from May 12 to 18. Out of over 300 applications, Cassandra was one of the 40 that were accepted. The participants were from all across Canada, and Cassandra was the only participant chosen from Saskatchewan. Cassandra would like to thank the Good Spirit School Division, Invermay School Community Council, Wadena Co-op, and friends and family members for their donations to be able to attend. From Monday to Friday, participants spent about 6 hours in lectures and labs each day. All of the lectures and labs were taught by professionals who had either their master's or PhD and worked for the university. The most memorable activity from the week was on Thursday, studying algorithms. The group learned that an algorithm is a finite set of step-by-step instructions to accomplish a task. Cassandra made many new friends and bonded over lectures, schools, personal lives, and interests. Though the week initially felt long due to the intense learning, no one wanted to leave by the end. Cassandra said she will always cherish the friendships and experiences from these 5 days at SPARCS. The daily lectures and labs included Monday, Introduction to Programming, Artificial Intelligence, AI, Privacy and Security, and Digital Hardware. Tuesday, Programming using open processing to experiment with different codes. Lecture on computer graphics. Traveled to Stratford to watch Twelfth Night. Wednesday, digital hardware and a lecture on the history of computer science. Finite state machine lecture followed by a lab. Visited the observatory on campus and attended a short lecture on our solar system. Viewed the moon through a telescope, seeing its craters clearly. Thursday, digital hardware and a meet and greet with 4 students nearing the completion of their master's. Talent show in the evening. Friday, digital hardware and learned how to add and subtract binary numbers. Don't count on social media to deliver your local news to you. Keep your news a touch away by bookmarking Kenora Courier's homepage at this link. Bookmark sasktoday.ca, Saskatchewan's homepage, at this link.